Going to be wrapping up our series of Habits of a Healthy Heart. And today we're going to talk about the idea of being steadfast. Or you could say the word faithful. Or if you wanted to make it real modern, it's just like, just don't quit. You got to stay with it. There's this idea in this principle, and I've said it for years and years, and I've watched it play out, but it's this idea that being faithful in the little things is a big thing. Being faithful in the little things is a big thing. We actually see this philosophy and idea in the context of Scripture in many different ways. One example would be actually in Matthew 17, verse 20. Where Jesus says, I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here or there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. The concept that something as small as the faith of a mustard seed could move a mountain. But I'm here to tell you today, this principle and the idea, little bitty things over the context of time make a big difference. I'll give you some examples. That one workout that you just dread every day, if you stick with it and you're faithful to it, that little workout, next thing you know, could become a beach body. You know what I'm talking about. That repeated relational attempt with someone, that phone call, that text that you keep reaching out, may blossom into a beautiful friendship. That savings of a dollar a day could eventually become a safety net of savings for you, or finishing that class. You finish another class and another class, and before long, the next thing you know, it becomes a degree, which, you know, then becomes a career path for you. Being faithful in the little things is a really, really big thing. But I want to stop before we get into this today and acknowledge that it can be difficult when you're in the race. You know what I mean? And quite honestly, a lot of times you just want to quit. You just want to give up. I've had enough of it. I'm done. Started my gym membership January 1st. Now it's March, and I'm done. I've had enough. I've walked by the sweet table one too many times. Don't quit. You've given up on that relationship. Don't. Reach out one more time. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe it's, you know what? You're done saving. You've been like, I've been saving long enough and it's prime time. And I'm not talking about Dion. I'm talking about prime. And you're going to be going clickety click, 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 and ordering stuff, and in a day and a half, you know, you just keep saving. Maybe for you, it's the idea of I'm going to give up on my marriage. And I've seen it way too many times. People just give up on their marriage. These faithful actions that we take, these faithful little drops over time, make a tremendous difference. Being faithful in the little things is a really big thing. Just a little bit of faithfulness can go a long way. Luke 16:10 tells us that if you're faithful in the little things, you'll be faithful in the large ones. If this idea, if we'll just stick with it, don't give up, and when you cross an anniversary, whether it be at work or in your marriage, it makes you become real reflective and thoughtful. And in that context, I was wondering, does faithfulness compound? Like, does it matter over the course of time? Because you see, all the time, these people that have been faithful for all this time, and I get canceled. So I was just sitting there and I was like, I don't know, does it? Does it compound? Does it make a difference? It matters. And whether it's 75 years of marriage, 35 years of ministry, your first year of college, the first few months of your workout, or 7 days of sobriety, when you string it together and you're faithful in the little things, it makes a major difference. You just can't quit. In order to not quit, you got to have what I call grit. G-R-I-T. G-R-I-T. And to make this need for grit that we all have, to make it stick a little bit, to make it a point for you to remember it, we're going to look at it as an acrostic. So here we go. G stands for grace. Okay, you got to have grace. The R is resilience. The I is integrity. And the T is teachability. So let's go through those for a little bit. The G, grace. Okay, you need grace. You need grace for yourself. Why? Because you're going to mess up. And when you mess up, you start thinking you're not good enough. You're not worthy. You're not capable. And you disqualify yourself. You pull yourself out of the race because you're just not. You don't have what it takes. Others are going to mess up, and you need grace for them. We see in the scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where the Bible says, my grace, God is speaking, he says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. Well, I got a question for you. If God says his grace is sufficient for you, why won't you let it be? Why are you going to sit there and tear yourself down when God already said it's sufficient? Then let it be sufficient. Let it be sufficient. Okay? Because we're going to mess up, but don't quit. Because you're going to make silly mistakes. But you have to have grace for yourself. You got to have grace for yourself and let God's grace be sufficient for you. The R is resilience. You got to have resilience. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary. It says right here, in doing good. How many of us know it can be weary to do good? Like, whew. It can be weary sometimes to do good, for at the proper time, that's not my time, it's not your time, but the proper time, what are we going to do? We're going to reap a harvest if we do not give up. You can't give up. I love the silly story about a donkey, and you've heard it, that fell into a hole, and some guys walk by, and they look down there, and they're like, you know, ain't no way we can get this donkey out of this hole. We might as well make it short and sweet for him. So we'll just bury him alive. And so they start taking shovels of dirt and they throw it down on this donkey. And this donkey, the dirt would hit the donkey and then he would just shake it off. And he'd step up, right? And they'd throw some more dirt. And he would shake it off, and he'd step up. This was the donkey that had the spirit of Taylor Swift on it. He would shake it off, and he would step up. Shake it off, and step up. And eventually, over time, Maybe it wasn't the 10th shovel or the 100th shovel. Maybe it was the 1,000th or the 10,000th. But he would shake it off. He steps up. And eventually, over time, that pit got shallower and shallower until the day he could just walk out of it. But you got to shake it off. And you got to step up. You got to stay resilient. And if you'll stay resilient and not become weary in doing good at the proper time, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. The I stands for integrity. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. It's about that simple. You're smart people. I don't need to go into this for you. You've been told this since you were a little kid. You eat the cookie? Tell the truth. Did you eat the cookie? Yes. All you have to do is allow your yes to be our yes, our no to be our no, to live a life that's consistent, no matter who you're talking to, and to tell the truth. Because if you have integrity, nothing else matters. And if you don't have it, nothing else matters. It's that simple. T is teachability, okay? Proverbs 9:9 says, instruct the wise and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous and they will learn even more. I love that. When you can remain teachable and understand from other people, I've been married for 33 years, and it would be foolish for me to think that I've learned everything I need to know. I got it all. Okay? I got it all. I've been a parent for 28 years. But it would be silly for me to think I can't learn something from a parent of one child that's 2 years old. I've been a pastor for 34 years. And I've seen a lot. Been through a lot. But it would be insane for me to think that I couldn't learn from a preacher that's been at it for 3 months, because I couldn't have gotten here if I wouldn't have been faithful. There, learn that along the way. So, how does this teachability work out for you? I'm going to let you in on some very practical advice, okay? Let me explain. When you decide that you know everything about a given topic and nobody can teach you, pride enters your head. You don't listen. The Bible has a little scripture for that in 1 Corinthians 10. It says, if you think you're standing strong, you better be careful not to fall. Again, in Proverbs, we see that pride comes before a fall. So here's the problem. When you don't become, when you're no longer teachable and you won't listen, you become prideful. You fall. And then fall in your mind will disqualify you from whatever, because you don't have the grace. You won't let God's grace be sufficient for you. You lack the resilience. You don't have the integrity. You didn't have the teachability, and now you're taken out. That's how not being teachable becomes a problem. So, what do we do to combat that? We always stay in a posture of learning from other people. Asking questions, being humble in heart. Does faithfulness compound? And the answer is yes. Sure it does. Because, you know something? My voice is different today at 59 with 35 years of ministry than when I was 25 with 1 year. I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. But I'm still here. And that faithfulness compounds over time. And it does the same thing in your life. When you have the grit grit, not to quit. You got to have grace. Grace for yourself. Letting God's grace be sufficient. You got to have resilience. You got to have integrity. And always be teachable. So, for you, whatever your journey is that God has for you, don't quit. Find grit on the inside of you. The grace for God's grace to be sufficient for you. If you're resilient, be a person of integrity, and always be teachable, then I pray for you that you get something far greater than your name being chanted by a crowd. I pray that you get the greatest gift, which would be a hug from Jesus when you come into heaven and he looks at you and he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just pray that your grace would truly be sufficient for us, that we would allow it to be. We already know it is, but allow us to believe it is. We pray that you would give us resilience in these moments when we come up against obstacles. We pray we would always have a heart of integrity, and we pray that our spirit would always be teachable. No matter how far we've come, we would always understand that we have so much more to learn, and we would be humble in heart. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.